Greetings from another day with Jesus, a daily word by Pastor Priji from the heart of God. As you receive the word, prepare your ears and mind to receive Him.
Greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this amazing new day. I believe that the Lord wants to do a new thing in our lives today. He wants to heal us. He wants to help us. He wants to restore those areas of our life that are out of shape, that looks like there is no return, there is no hope, that there is no answers or solutions. The real question is if we are willing to trust the process, trust the help, trust the way and the methods that the Lord would use to mold us and bring us into our promised land. The Israelites, they kept questioning God's plan all through the wilderness. All through their 40 years, they kept murmuring, they kept doubting, they kept losing their trust and their faith. And as a result of that, the Bible says that all of those guys ended up perishing in the wilderness. The real question to you and me this morning is whether we are going to trust the process. If we'll trust what God is doing in our life, trust where He is leading us to. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 1, whoever stubbornly refuses to accept criticism will suddenly be destroyed beyond recovery. When I read this verse the first time, I had chills all through my body, because this was God saying that your stubbornness can bring you to a place of destruction from where there is no recovery. For everything else, there is a solution. There is a turnaround. There is help. There is a way out. But the only thing that doesn't have a solution is stubbornness. Let me read from another translation. This is the English Standard Version. It says, he who is often reproved, yet he stiffens his neck, will suddenly be broken beyond healing. Wow. It's talking about a person who is being helped, who is being instructed to do something, who is being taught the word of God, who has been counseled and mentored, and revelations are given to him. He's sitting in services every day. He's experiencing the presence of God. He's experiencing the move of the Holy Spirit. And he's reproved on a daily basis. He's corrected on a daily basis. And yet, when it comes to action, he just stiffens his neck, or he stubbornly refuses to accept the criticism that he got. He refuses to accept the help that he received. It says that one day, all of a sudden, he will be broken beyond healing. He will be hurt beyond recovery. He will be destroyed without any hope for restoration. This is a truth that you and I need to be aware of, and we need to embrace, and we need to understand that there is always a tipping point. There is a breaking point. When we take the help that is being given to us, the counsel that is being given to us, the prophecies that are being given to us, the instructions that are being given to us, the revelations that are being given to us, when we take those things for granted, there is going to come a point. There is going to come a tipping point, a boiling point, a end point beyond which we will lose the grace of God over our life. And then we'll be wondering, what did I do wrong? Then we'll be wondering, hey, I just made one mistake. I just did this once. But what you don't know is that it has been a cumulative effect of what you've been not doing for the last 7 years. And one thing has been leading to another, and it's almost like a domino effect leading you up to this particular point. The Bible says he who is often reproved, regularly he is being taught the word of God, regularly he is being given access to information, regularly he is being given prophecies, is often reproved. So if you're somebody like that who is very used to being on our podcast every morning, you're used to being in our churches every Sunday, you're used to being in our services every day, and yet you're not able to change your life, and yet you're not willing to humble yourself, and yet you're stubbornly refusing to accept what has been taught to you, stubbornly keeping yourself in a life of disobedience, in a life of sin, in a life that is driven by the passions and the ambitions of your flesh, then all of a sudden the Bible says that a destruction will come, an accident will arise, an occasion will happen beyond which there can be no healing. That's exactly what happened to the Israelites. They were reproved again and again and again and again. You know, when you compare how Moses sinned versus how the nation of Israel sinned, Moses sinned just once and God withdrew from him. God did not allow him to go into the land that he had promised. The people of Israel, they sinned again and again and again and again. And God gave them so many chances. And the Bible calls them a stubborn and a stiff-necked people. God said, I don't want to walk with them. I don't want to live among these guys because they are a stiff-necked people. And you know how all of a sudden, an entire generation was wiped away. Before they could enter into the promised land, an entire generation was wiped away. And these guys, by the way, were living under the glory. They were experiencing encounters with the cloud and the fire every morning and night. And yet, they passed away under that cloud. They passed away inside that fire. They passed away in the presence of God. A sudden destruction beyond recovery. May that not be your portion. May that not be your story. This morning is our opportunity to humble our hearts and say, Lord, I know I have been stiff-necked. I know I have been stubborn. I know I have pushed for my own ways and my own methods and my own desires. But today I am willing to humble myself in your presence. Give me the grace to be obedient and to be submissive to your plan and purposes in my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We hope this word has divinely spoken into your spirit. To join us for the Revival Dreamers Conference that is happening in January 2022. You can register at dreamingrevival.com/2022. For further details and resources, connect with us at pastorpreji.com. Let His heavenly power lead your day ahead.